So currently, thankfully, the creek is starting to recede at this point. We have, at this point in time, evacuated approximately 25 to 30 homes. We've rescued a few people stranded due to high water in vehicles. We have the shelter is open at the city armory. We've got, I'm guessing, I haven't been over there this morning, but somewhere between 20 to 30 35 people over there. The Red Cross is on hand. We've got some cots, some blankets. They were going to get some food and things going like that. State Emergency Management has just showed up. We'll continue to work with them and do what we can to hopefully get through this in the next 12 hours or so.
Okay. And what, you've used a number of different resources to try and...
We have called in absolutely everybody this morning. The county highway department, the sheriff's office, the highway patrol has been in, the game, fish, and parks has been in, the Madison Street Department's been in. We've had a couple of private contractors that have used some loaders of their own to help get people out of homes this morning. So it's one of the good things about living at a small community is everybody steps up.
Mm-hmm. They know when the need arises, they're all there to help.
So. Yep, absolutely.
And... I guess as far as when did you start notice it? Like, when did the problem start, I guess? At what point?
I received a call this morning from the officers on duty approximately 2 a.m., and they said at that time the waters were up and rising. They had put the barricades up previously where they were the day before, and they were actually starting to already pull them back because of the levels were rising that quickly. So, we noticed the rain and obviously everything that had been happening. So I would say approximately 1 o'clock the barricades went up, and by 2 a.m. we were pulling those barricades up. And I'm guessing from what the guys are telling me that were out working this morning that the creek crested at about 7 and is slowly starting to recede. My understanding that South Eagan and South Union are wide open at this point. North Eagan is now open. So the roads are slowly starting to come open. But at this time, again, we had so many roads that were underwater that we ran out of barricades, and that's why we advised the no travel. We're going to stick with that at this time until we get that water to recede a little bit more and we can make sure it's safe passage around town. Ask people, obviously, not to traverse through that high water with their vehicles, because by doing that, if they get stalled out, we've just got to risk more people to go in and get them. So stay home, stay put. I know people want to get out and see the damage and the high water and that, but they're just risking other people to do that. So stay home for now. There is no school at the college. There's no school at Madison Central today. There are a lot of towns without power still. In speaking with the electrical department, we're not sure when that's going to be up yet. We don't have a time frame, so there's really no reason to be out moving around.
What are some of the hardest hit areas? We can assume what some of them are, but what are some of the areas that have been most impacted now?
Most of our evacuations have come from that southeast side of town. Northeast 3rd Street down into southeast 1st Street. A lot of the firemen were going door to door checking on people in those neighborhoods. The current got so strong we actually had to do, I believe that we did 3 or 4 rescues with a boat because it was still, the current was so strong even for loaders to get safely to people's houses. So that's your major area, but anywhere along the creek that comes through town, obviously those roadways have been underwater and some of them remain to be at this time.
And heed the warnings.
Heed the warnings, absolutely. We don't want to be going in after somebody in high water. And if we get people driving around barricades, we can ticket those as well. Obviously, that's not something we want to do. But if you're going to be foolish enough to drive around barricades, it's a very good possibility that somebody would be cited.